This recording is brought to you by Christians Together, the website serving the Christian community in the Scottish Highlands and Islands, and can be found at www.christianstogether.net. That's christianstogether.net.
Well, we're speaking this morning to Owen Morris, Pastor Owen Morris of... Owen, tell us the name of your church.
We're now known as City Life Church, but we're also Christian Outreach Centre Inverness. We're a part of the worldwide movement of churches, Christian Outreach Centre.
Well, thanks for that, Owen. And today is the 22nd of July, and there's something special happening today?
Yes, and today's the day when we formally take ownership of the former St. Columba church building on Bank Street.
That's Bank Street, Inverness.
Yes, that's right.
That's right, looking on to the river for those who know the city. Now, this was a former Church of Scotland building, Owen?
Yes, that's right. Free Church of Scotland originally, and more recently Church of Scotland, and they were using it until April last year, after which it went on the market.
And up until that time, where had you and your fellowship been meeting?
We meet in the Ramada Jarvis Hotel every Sunday, and we will still be there over the next few months because there's quite a lot of work to be done on the St. Columba building before we will be meeting there on Sundays.
Yes, well, quite a lot of work is probably an understatement.
Yes, you're right.
It's a large building, an imposing building. Some might argue a very expensive building to maintain.
There's no doubt that old buildings are more costly to maintain, but we're very excited to be able to be based in such a central location and in a building which, of course, was built as a place of worship. So it's great to be able to keep using it for that purpose.
Indeed, and presumably you felt strongly the Lord's leading in terms of making this purchase.
Yes, that's right. We very much believe in the guidance of the Holy Spirit, so this was something we thought and prayed hard about before making this step.
Owen, you've outlined the work ahead and your plans for the building in terms of its refurbishment, but what do you plan to do with it beyond that?
Well, our vision is for this building to be a home for our church, but also to be much more than that. We want to make this building available to the wider community. We have big plans as a church to offer activities for the community. We already provide quite a range of activities for kids and young people, and we will be seeking to expand that. We're also looking to move into areas like creative arts, dance, music, drama. We see the building very much as being a base for those sorts of things. We also have quite an emphasis on supporting marriage. We run courses and activities in those areas as well.
That's great. So what works ahead of you? What's the timescale? What's the cost? And what's the progress?
Well, the building's in need of quite major renovation. It needs some stonework repairs. It needs replacement of windows. And it needs quite a lot of work internally to make this a suitable home for a 21st century church. It needs disabled access, it needs disabled toilets, it needs much improvement to the toilets generally, it needs a kitchen installed, we're hoping to create a cafe area, we need to create some rooms for seminars and children's work, and to develop the auditorium just to be a friendly and welcoming atmosphere. Can't give you any precise timescale for it. It will be many months, I think is the best I can say.
Well, certainly, and listening to that quite extensive list of tasks ahead of you, I see the cash register flashing before my eyes. Is the cost for all of that covered, Owen?
No, we've covered the cost of the purchase of the building, which is excellent, but we're still needing to raise quite a lot of money in order to do all the improvement work. Over the next few years, we'll need about £200,000 to invest in the building. Some of that we need prior to moving in, and so some other things can be done at at a later stage. But yes, I mean, this is very much the beginning of the process for us. Today is the starting point, and it's an exciting adventure, but there's certainly challenges ahead.
Indeed. Now, some of the tasks that you listed there obviously require professional input, but are there some things that you're able to do yourselves, or are you looking for help, practical help, I mean, from the wider Christian community?
Yes, we'll be able to do some of the work ourselves. We have some skilled and enthusiastic tradesmen in the congregation, but we're very much open to offers of help from out with the church.
Now, it's right in the centre of the city and on quite a busy thoroughfare. Is parking a problem?
The church has no parking of its own, but on Sundays, the street parking on Church Street and Union Street, for example, and also on Huntley Street across the river, the street parking is free, so we're not anticipating a great problem with that.
Oh, well, Andy, that's good to hear. So what would be your message to the Christian community, and what would be your prayer requests?
Please pray for guidance. Please pray for finance. Those are probably the main things. And just pray for the resources to come in. We're very much open to offers of help of any kind.
And if people want to know more at any time, you've got a website, I take it?
Yes, the website is www.citylifechurch.org.uk. There are updates on the building project available on the website, and there's also an opportunity to give if anyone feels led in that direction.
Well, thanks for all of that, Owen, and I trust that the Lord will continue to guide and provide in your new venture. Thanks again, Owen.
Thanks very much.
That was a recording brought to you by Christians Together, the website serving the Christian community in the Scottish Highlands and Islands, and it can be found at www.christianstogether.net. That's christianstogether.net.